Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Upper Hunter residents are being invited to voice their opinions on the revised plans for the Muswellbrook Bypass with the release of initial concept designs available for viewing. The design includes 9 kilometres of the new highway, a single lane in each direction, and a wide centre line treatment. Deputy Premier and Minister for Regional Transport and Roads, Paul Toole, believes community feedback is essential to provide optimal results.
This investment by the New South Wales Government is going to make it safer and smoother for those that are going to use this section. And when you have a look at 22,000 motorists that go through the centre of Muswellbrook each and every day, this bypass is going to be well and truly needed. There's something like 2,600 heavy vehicles that also go through Muswellbrook each day. And this bypass is going to take those heavy vehicles out of the centre of town. This is going to give local roads back to the local community.
Transport for New South Wales will hold online information sessions in November where the community will have the opportunity to discuss any questions or concerns with the bypass project team. To view the concept designs, visit the station's website. The Hunter Regions could become a leader of Australia's clean hydrogen industry. The Morrison government, through the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, is delivering an extra $1.5 million to support a $3 million study on the hub's potential. The study will consider the best location in the port for hydrogen infrastructure, with Newcastle having great potential both as a local energy provider and an exporter of clean hydrogen. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the study would identify the region's current and future potential as a hydrogen hub.
The Hunter has gone through its fair share of change, and what's really exciting is how the Hunter keeps adapting, keeps evolving, keeps seeing the opportunities that are ahead, but also maintaining that rich legacy of its history, its industrial base, and it keeps finding ways to move forward, creating jobs for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people right across the region, securing those opportunities, but at the same time maintaining the momentum that it's always had.
Audio thanks to New FM. And a further 40 cases of COVID-19 has been identified in the Hunter New England Health Regions. Its newest cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 3,545, with currently 881 active cases. 13 are from the Mid-Coast, 9 are from Lake Macquarie, 6 in Newcastle, 4 in Inverell, 3 in Maitland, 2 in Moree, Plains and Tamworth, and 1 is from Port Stephens. 18 were infectious while out in the community and 17 were isolating at the time. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 187 new locally acquired infections overnight.